Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself. That sports writing legend, Mr. Bob Ryan, is on the line. Good morning, Bob. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Great. So, Bob, of all the things in all the world that are happening in the world of sports,
yes?
I am not worried about the Boston Red Sox. They're looking absolutely fantastic. I expect to be playing in the World Series this year and on and on and on and on, all that sort of thing.
Chris Sale getting thrown out he's being taken out last night
was
interesting.
That was fantastic. The thing we really, really would like to start with this morning is, in the Belichick-Brady era, we're moving into uncharted territory, seeing things that we have never seen before.
Yeah.
What's with the canceled OTAs and, no days off? What's the deal here?
Is the dynasty crumbling?
There is some precedent we learned for the cutting short the OTAs.
Okay.
There's precedent for this. And and we're free to speculate. I find it hard to believe that Bill is reacting to some kind of public pressure, to have a more fun atmosphere. He has done things. Yeah. I find it hard to believe. But if he were to actually condescend to explain himself on this matter, he would probably say, "Hey, I've done these kind of things before. We've gone bowling." He's done things with historical connections when they've gone to certain places. And the thing is, but we're looking at this now in the context of everything that's going on and saying, "Aha! He's trying to lighten up." I don't think so. I really don't. I think people are just looking for something. So that's that. Really, I wouldn't need to read anything into that.
We remember the mantra.
No days off! No days off!
So that's not necessarily true. There are days off.
Yes, there are days off. It's a nice phrase. Look, it's like a lot of things in life. It's a lot of people, phrases and that people use that you don't mean it literally. You're just trying to create an impression. You're trying to create a tendency, but you're not going to be held to everything literally.
Okay. Hey, Bob, did you read anything into the fact that at the Belmont Stakes, Bill Belichick was wearing a Justify hat while Gronkowski was bringing up the rear?
Well, he was, his friend. He's friendly with somebody who's one of the many owners of Justify.
Uh-huh.
And he was sticking, that's all.
There was no shade thrown at Gronk.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's why I see, once again, in the context of what's going on, people would automatically reasonably assume that that was it, but it wasn't it, as far as I know. I choose to believe that he's simply being loyal to his friend.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that he would have put on a Gronk hat or something if there was no connection with Justify. We don't know, but he does have an easy justification for, supporting Justify.
Okay. Well, the drama seems to transcend every sport in Boston, so let's talk about the Celtics for just a moment, and Kyrie Irving, and the people talking about the possibility that LeBron James could actually come to the Boston Celtics, which I know nobody really believes that's ever going to happen. First of all, you don't believe this could ever happen?
No, I don't believe it's going to happen. Okay. Number two, though I am a paid-up member of the LeBron James as a player fan club, he's the greatest talent that's ever lived, and I will support him there. I don't want him to come here because I like my kids. I feel like this team is my team, our team now. I love our kids. I want to win with this group. I want to beat him with this group. Yep. That's my goal. And so as a fan, the fan in me doesn't want LeBron because I want my kids. That's all. I want to see Jason develop and Jalen develop and Terry develop and so on and so forth. So I want to win with, and I want to see Hayward, in a uniform.
Sure,
I want to see Irving.
Yeah.
I want this group. So I don't want him. And you'd have to you'd have to give up some of my kids to get him.
Well, it's funny.
So I don't want to do it. He's not coming here.
And Kyrie has been around this week because he's doing press for his new movie, Uncle Drew, which looks great. But people, of course, have been asking him about it, and he's been deflecting it all pretty well, I think.
Oh, he's a master. He's got a PhD in circumlocution. He says very eloquent theology, saying nothing. He says he's tremendous at deflection.
He should get into politics.
Saying nothing. Oh, yeah, he's great at it. Very, very polysyllabic, very erudite, very learned, very, very educated.
Oh,
and when
God.
It's all done, you say, what is he talking about?
I got you. Okay.
Hey, is Kyrie...
Where does he really stand?
Is Kyrie long-term in Boston, you think?
Well, think it's possible he isn't. And but once again, here's the, you have to understand this. The reason why he won't sign an extension now is simply the way the system is. He gets a lot more money when he if he waits a year.
Yeah.
And then if he were to sign an extension now, he can get more money by waiting another year, a lot more money. So that's all. He's not going. No one, not the Kyrie Irving or anybody else, would pass up that opportunity. So that's why he's not signing. Will he be long term? Will he be here in 2022? I don't know, and I would urge people not worry about it. Let's just enjoy
the moment.
I'm enjoying next year already. I haven't even started yet. You know?
Okay,
Looking forward to next year.
Now, Bob, speaking of the money, could just speculate for a minute? Indulge me. So we all know that LeBron. Well, we don't all know, but we all suspect LeBron James is going will be playing someplace else next year. What kind of money are we looking at?
Well, first of all, there is a salary cap league, so it has to be a limit. Certainly, something over $30 million a year. Which has been done in sports. It's done, and we're already there in other sports. And I'm not even sure what he's making now. But that's something in the realm ballpark of over $30 million.
Okay, well, that's a nice ballpark.
Well, it's a good thing there's a salary cap.
Yeah. Thank God for that salary cap's right. Yeah. Holy cow.
Remember, he has a tremendous outside income. You know, yeah. He's got fabulous outside income and endorsements. So this is like the lunch money is the salary. You know,
really.
Wow.
Okay. Well, then one final thing, because the U.S. Open it's underway already this morning.
Yes, and yeah, 6:52 a.m. I believe.
Does Tiger Woods actually have a chance? As some people
a chance. He's teased us in recent weeks with almost great performances, but always something goes wrong, mostly the putter. He's in the discussion, but he should not be considered a favorite.
There you go.
At all. No.
There's your Bob Ryan report this morning. Well, Mr. Everything, do we have any shameless plugs?
We have a Bob Ryan Boston podcast up, and we have Bob Ryan Sports Reporters podcast up, and we'll be on ESPN Sports Reporters. I mean, the schedule comes out today, either next Tuesday or Monday. So
we will search the dial for you. Have yourself
you
a fabulous day. Thank you very much for joining us.
Take care. Bye.
Have a good one. Okay.